Welcome back to Living the Good Life here, live on the West Coast. It's time for Cannabis Healing once again here with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good day to you, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. First, I'd like to share some interesting news with you all. There are 696 cannabis-related bills moving through state legislatures and the U.S. Congress at this moment. You may also not know that the first ever Senate bill to end federal cannabis prohibition was filed in 2015 by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And since then, well, the issue of legalized cannabis has become obviously more and more popular. And probably part of the reason might be that lawmakers and voters, they're opening up their minds and changing their opinions about marijuana because there is a growing number of research that has shown that cannabis has medical benefits. Today, nearly 5 million patients rely on medical cannabis in North America. Now, there's another study that was done in England recently. It looked at six countries, including the United States and the United Kingdom, and it concluded that tough marijuana laws do not actually deter young people from consuming weed. Actually, in some American states where marijuana is fully legal, like Colorado, cannabis consumption among young people has not gone up. The conclusion, it seems to me, that strict laws prohibiting marijuana should be replaced by more education. And speaking of education, I'd like to introduce today's guest. He's going to talk to us about something that has become wildly popular lately, CBD, the non-psychoactive compound in the cannabis plant. Our guest is Dr. Todd Cooperman. He's the founder and president of ConsumerLab.com. It's a leading independent evaluator of dietary supplements. It began literally 20 years ago, and I have to admit I'm a subscriber to ConsumerLab.com. Dr. Cooperman, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thanks for having me on, Paxton.
Yes. Well, I remember, I was rather surprised when you did your first review of cannabis products last year in 2018, and this month you updated your reviews of new products, and I'm sure next year you're going to do the same thing, because there's so many products on the market now. I'd like to direct our questions today just to the topic of CBD, which we know has many health and wellness benefits. And first and foremost, I want people to know that hemp-derived CBD is legal in all 50 states. Now, Dr. Cooperman, what changed in the past several months that seems to have made CBD the most popular product to hit the shelves?
You know, it's very popular. We do a survey of our readers every year to see how many people use various types of supplements, and found that just a few months ago, about 11% of our subscribers actually are using CBD, and that was up from about 5 or 6% the year before. So, you know, no other supplement I'm aware of has grown, you know, 100% in 1 year. So huge demand. And what's fueling it? You know, certainly the interest, in marijuana, but in CBD itself, I think it was really triggered by reporting that's been going on showing that CBD is therapeutically beneficial. At least it's been shown, you know, at a minimum, in treating people who have very severe forms of epilepsy, where they really can't control the seizures with standard medication. And so it was approved as a drug just last year. I believe it was in October, perhaps. So the FDA actually approved CBD as a prescription medication. It's important to note, though, that that's at very high doses. The people who are using CBD medically for that purpose are taking anywhere from about 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day, Most of the CBD products that are being sold, in stores and online as a supplement contain anywhere from our testing, anywhere from about 2 milligrams to, say, 22 milligrams per dose. There are some that have higher amounts, but in general, people are taking 5 or 10 milligrams of CBD, and there is not as much research, there's very little research, really, on CBD at that dosage level.
So I want to ask you, how can consumers then make a wise decision on and which ones to choose? Can you give our listeners some guidance?
Sure. So first of all, it's a bit of a kind of a cat and mouse or kind of catch 22 situation right now, and it'll probably persist. Now that CBD is a drug, and in fact, even while it was being developed as a drug, you can't legally sell CBD as a dietary supplement, as you would say echinacea or vitamin A. Legally, the FDA has been very clear in saying that it's not a dietary supplement ingredient, and it's really because of its history in terms of being developed as a drug before it really became a supplement. It's kind of a weird law, but that's where it stands. The FDA has not gone after any individuals for using CBD or any other part of the government that I'm aware of. The FDA has sent warning letters to some companies that sell CBD, particularly when they're making claims about the amount of CBD in the product. So a consumer should be aware that you often won't see the amount clearly listed on a label. Even some of the more, older popular products out there like Charlotte's Web or CW is the company that makes that, they don't actually state the amount of CBD that's in their products. So the things you need to look for are, first of all, look the words hemp extract typically will be on these, if not CBD itself. So as I said, even though some companies are trying to avoid scrutiny by not saying the amount of CBD, there are certainly companies that are saying the amounts of CBD. So you want to look for cannabidiol or hemp extract listed. If it simply says cannabinoids, you really don't know how much of that is going to be CBD.
Now, I want to ask you, if it says hemp oil, because I've seen that, and apparently that doesn't contain much CBD at all.
Exactly. It's an excellent point. I was going to mention that as well. Hemp oil, and we've at Consumer Lab, we've tested a lot of hemp oils, because they do contain certain omega fatty acids that can be help that are beneficial, but they do not contain CBD. So don't expect to be getting much CBD from hemp oil. You could potentially get it very small amounts, but hemp oil will not have it. Many of the CBD supplements do contain hemp oil. Basically, they're putting CBD in to a hemp oil base. So just because you see hemp oil doesn't mean you need to stay away. Just must see that it has either hemp extract or cannabidiol itself. These products, just you should be aware, also can cause a positive drug test for THC. In fact, if you're most of these, there's probably about a 10% chance that if you're taking a decent dose of CBD, say like 10 milligrams a day, I'd say 10% chance that you might actually be positive on a THC drug screening test.
Really?
That risk goes up, as you increase the dose. But from what we've determined, whatever amount of CBD you see in there, say it's 10 milligrams of CBD, you can assume that anywhere from about 2 to 6% of that amount, you'll find about that amount of THC in there. So
That's really important for people to know. Now, something that I read on your site, consumerlab.com, and I'm going to quote it. It says, ideally, look for a product that lists per serving, not just the entire bottle.
Right. Very good point. A product might have 60 capsules in it. And normally, with a dietary supplement, the front of the label will tell you the amount per capsule. But what we have seen with some CBD products is they'll just tell you the amount of all the capsules combined, in the product. So if it says that 100 milligrams, that could be distributed among all the capsules. So what you want to see on the back is exactly as you said, you want to see per serving, and that serving size is, say, per capsule. With the CBD balms and lotions and creams, it's very typical that you'll see just the total amount in the container, as opposed to, per serving or whatever you would call it when you're applying a topical like that.
Yes. Now, I know that in your research, you selected two top picks for people that were based on quality and also value. And your first pick is Bluebird Botanicals Hemp Classic, 6 times concentrated. And the other one is Plus CBD Oil Hemp Soft Shells. And the review says each provided CBD at one of the lowest costs, 82 cents for the first one and 83 cents for the second one, and they both had 10 milligrams and had by far the highest concentrations in their oils of CBD, 4.8% and 6.7%. So those are the two that you really highly recommend?
Yeah, those are the best value. The cost, and basically what we did is after, in the laboratory determining the amount of CBD in these products and THC as well, is then we did a cost comparison based on how much it would cost to get 10 milligrams from each of CBD from each of these. So just to clarify, they don't each contain 10 milligrams per serving. Actually, I think Plus CBD is closer to 15, and Bluebird is about 22 milligrams per serving. But if you determine the cost 10 milligrams, so we could compare apples to apples, they were the least expensive, costing about 80 cents per 10 milligrams. Some products you could pay is over $4, per 10 milligrams. So you can certainly, CBD is even at the lowest cost, CBD is expensive, but you can certainly save a lot of money if you're choosing the right product.
Good. Dr. Cooperman, I would love to spend more time with you, but we do have a short segment. So please tell our listeners where they can find ConsumerLab.com, or I can tell you that it's ConsumerLab.com, and you can not only find out about CBD and all that, but vitamin D, vitamin A, and echinacea, and everything else, right?
Right.
We'd love to have you on again. Thank you very much for being here with us, and we really enjoyed, getting the latest information.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
And for next week's guest, we'll be talking about getting cannabis and getting a good night's sleep. I want to tell you all that you can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, at Paxton Quigley. Thank you.